Chapter 1. A shiver runs down Penelope Fernandez's spine. Her heart starts to beat faster, and she glances quickly over her shoulder. It's as though she has a premonition of what is going to happen to her later that day. In spite of the heat in the studio, Penelope's face feels cool. It's a lingering after effect from the makeup room where the cool sponge was pressed to her skin. Then they removed the dove clip from her hair so they could rub mousse in and gather her hair into twining locks. Penelope is chairperson of the Swedish Peace and Arbitration Society. She is now being ushered silently into the news studio and sits down in the spotlight opposite Pontus Salman, the managing director of Silencia Defense Limited, an arms manufacturer. The news anchor, Stephanie Fonsido, looks into the camera and starts to talk about the layoffs following British defense manufacturer BAE Systems Limited's purchase of the Swedish company Bofors. She turns to Penelope.
Penelope Fernandez, in a number of debates now, you have been highly critical of Swedish arms exports. Recently, you drew a comparison with the Angola Gate scandal in France, in which senior politicians and businessmen were accused of bribery and weapons smuggling and given long prison sentences. We haven't seen anything like that in Sweden, though, surely.
There are two ways of looking at that, Penelope replies. Either our politicians work differently, or our judicial system does.
As you are well aware, Salman says, we have a long tradition of...
According to Swedish law, Penelope interrupts, all manufacture and export of military equipment is illegal.
You're wrong, Salman says.
Paragraphs 3 and 6 in the Military Equipment Act 1992, Penelope specifies.
But Silencia Defense has had all these contracts pre-approved, he smiles.
Yes, because otherwise we'd be talking about large-scale weapons offences and...
Like I said, we have a permit, he interrupts.
Don't forget what military equipment is. Hold on a moment, Penelope, Stephanie Fonsido says, nodding to Salman, who has raised his hand to indicate that he wasn't finished.
Naturally, every deal is vetted beforehand, he explains, either directly by the government or by the Inspectorate of Strategic Products, if you're familiar.
France has an equivalent body, Penelope replies. Even so, military equipment worth 8 billion kroner was approved for shipment to Angola, in spite of the UN arms embargo and in spite of an absolute ban on...
We are talking about Sweden now.
I understand that people don't want to lose their jobs, but I'd still be interested in hearing how you can justify the export of huge quantities of ammunition to Kenya, a country that...
You don't have anything, he interrupts. Nothing, not a single instance of wrongdoing, do you?
Unfortunately, I'm not in a position to... Do you have any concrete evidence? Stephanie Fonsido interrupts. No, Penelope Fernandez replies and lowers her gaze.
But in which case, I think an apology is in order, Salman says.
Penelope looks him in the eye. She feels anger and frustration bubbling up inside her, but forces herself to stay quiet. Salman gives her a disappointed smile and begins to talk about their factory in Trollhättan. 200 jobs were created when Silencia Defense was given permission to start manufacturing. He explains what pre-approval entails and how far they've gotten with production. He expands on his point so much that there's no time left for his co-interviewee. Penelope listens and tries to suppress her wounded pride. Instead, she thinks about the fact that she and Björn will soon be setting off on his boat. They'll make up the arrow-shaped bed and fill the fridge and little freezer. In her mind's eye, she sees the sparkle of frosted glasses full of vodka as they eat pickled herring, potatoes, boiled eggs, and crackers. They'll set the table on the aft deck, drop anchor by a small island in the archipelago,
and sit and eat in the evening sun.